A very good morning, on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Hei. Baba Basra 145a. Pagination is 289. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, towards the middle of the page. Ha'achin she'osu miktsosin shoshvinus b'chaye ha'av. There are brothers whom, during the lifetime of their father, were sent as shoshvinin, which are good friends of the chassan, to accompany him, to assist him. We find such an expression, chassan vishoshvinov, the chassan and his good friends. So they were sent as good friends during the lifetime of the father, with the father's assets to help out in the costs of the wedding. We might refer to it as giving a wedding present. And now, after the father has died, these same children are getting married, and the person or people to whom they were kind enough to give gifts and assist in the wedding, Chazra Shoshvinus, are reciprocating that kindness, and they're giving money to these people. Chazra la'emtza, those gifts are going to the collective estate, Shahashashvinus nigvis bevezdin, because those assets that are being given as a result of Shoshvinus are collectible in Bezdin, the Mishnah says. By the time we get to Halacha practical, we'll see that there's a little reluctance, but we're talking about social norms that were so enforceable that Bezdin was able to impose them. And therefore, when this money came back, this money is being reciprocated really to the father, and therefore it goes to the estate. If a person sends wine or oil to somebody else as an act of kindness, ein nigvin bevezdin, you can't demand reciprocity. That's an act of kindness, and if the person indeed, no strings attached, decides to give a similar gift to the other person at their time of joy or need or whatever, that's not going to be considered strings attached, and it's considered an independent gift which the person can keep personally. So let's consider a simple case where during the lifetime of the father, he instructed this child in Shoshvinus to go to the chasna of another person and bring gifts and support that chasna, assist in it, and the child went, and now the father has since passed away, and this same child is now getting married, and that other family comes to give gifts and to support the wedding. If this child is getting married from the money of the collective estate, because just as the older brothers were married off from the father, so the younger brothers are getting the same treatment, and this child is being married off from that collective money, then this money that's coming in with reciprocity concept from the same people that he went in the father's name to provide Shoshvinus for, and now they're giving him gifts, those gifts are not ta-da, wow, nice gifts, clear out of the blue. Those are considered reciprocity gifts to support the chasna, and they're going into the collective pot, because what they are not wedding gifts, they're really wedding expense reimbursement type money to try to help out, and that's how that money would be handled if indeed we observed this concept of Shoshvinus. So the concept of Shoshvinus, as it's being described here, is a little bit of a union where they have this cooperative or club that whenever a person gets married, the other people assist the person who's getting married. It's not an exact science, because one family may have more marriages than the other, but that's what we do. We collect a pot of asset whenever someone gets married, and that person might not get the exact amount that the other person got either, because each person may contribute depending on what's going on in their lives, but they give. And the concept of giving is Nigvis Bevesdin, is obligatory on anybody who's part of this Chabura. You have such a concept regarding tips, where how much of a tip a person actually gives, whether it's 15% or more, it depends what kind of service was provided, how good the service was, but according to many, a tip is a choshen mishpat thing. It's intrinsic to the price, where according to this industry, we quote a certain price and there's an expectation of tips. Waiter, waitress are hired with the expectation that they're going to be tips. And that's how they calculate the salary for the day, for the night. Person comes in and eats in a restaurant. That tip is, even though it's an expression of generosity, but there's a certain social norm that's expected, and there are those who say that in Choshen Mishpat it's obligatory to give a tip. If the only reason the person doesn't want to give a tip is because they're not in the mood, they're in a stingy mood, a thrifty mood, in Choshen Mishpat it could be that that tip could be demanded. Something went wrong, so then that's a tip. If a person was obnoxious, they might not get a tip. It depends. And that's this Shoshvinus, where it's nigvis bevesdin, but as we'll see, it's not an exact amount, literally, like a loan, where you get $1,000 and you pay $1,000. Not so exact. Let's go on to Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The last two lines, Shashashvinus nigvis bevesdin, that we explained such an obligation of Shoshvinus that can be demanded in Bezdin. If a person would be in town at the time of the Chasna and would not participate the way the other person participated for him, he could demand it in Bezdin and complain. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Chamisha Devarim Nemru B'Shoshvinus, there are five things that were said regarding Shoshvinus, which give us an idea of how it works. Nigvis bevesdin, person can demand it in a court, that the other person participate. Choseres be'onasa, it goes back at its proper time. This reciprocity is when the other person gets married. Just because he helped you during your marriage doesn't mean that when you come into money, you just give him the money. You reimburse him for what he expended on you. That's not how it works. It is a goodwill gesture which is applicable when he gets married. Ve'ein ba mishum ribis. There's no ribis associated if you give him back more, because it's not a loan. Ve'ein ha'shvi'es misham tasa. And the Shemitah year, as it concludes, does not void this obligation because it's not a loan. Ve'ena b'char nota b'pishnayim, and a firstborn in an inheritance where the father did shoshvinus to somebody, and now that somebody is paying it back to the estate, the firstborn does not get double, because there's a rule that ra'ui, something that's fitting to come, is not handled the same way as muhsik, something that's in hand. And a bechor does not take double in something that's fitting to come. When it finally comes, a bechor only takes double in things that were muhsik. The Gemara explains, Nigvis bevezdin, you could collect it in bezdin. My time a kamil v'damya, it's similar to a loan. That's how strong this social norm is. Ve'im babishum ribis, but there's no ribis on it. De'lavadayte da'achi yo'evle, because the transaction was not intended to be tit for tat. It was intended to be with generosity and hoping that the other person, expecting that the other person would be equally generous. It's meant to be goodwill. And likewise, the Gemara explains Shvius and Bechor, as we discussed. I once got an interesting question where a person received a $100 wedding gift from a certain family in town, and then when he himself was invited to their son's chasna, he likewise was going to give a wedding gift. So he got $100 from the parents when he got married, and now when their son is getting married, he feels obligated to give a $100 gift. So he wants to know, is it a wash? Is it got $100, gave $100, or do I have to give miser on it? So he got $100, he gives miser, and now he's giving $100 to the other person. And first he has to give miser before he gives the money back. So it's not exactly the case of shoshvinus, and I'm not really sure it's a miser question, but it's a cute illustration of this concept of reciprocity. The concept of reciprocity is brought in Evan Ezer, Simon Samach. The words of the Mechaber are, Yesh bo kama chilukim, there are a lot of details to it, but because in our time we are not knowing to be toveya, we don't claim such a thing, we just let it ride. There's reciprocity, there's goodwill, but we don't demand it. Ra'isi shelo laharich bozeh, the Mechaber says, I saw it right that I should not actually go into its details, because the minig is not to claim it. The concept is mentioned in Yoredeya, Semin Shin Tzadi Aleph, Se'if Beis, in Hilchas Avelus, that there's such a concept of Simchas Mireyus Shehoyachayev Lefroa, a rotating group that they host each other, and he's socially obligated to pay back because it's his turn, and that such a thing would actually be more lenient in terms of when is a person who is an avel, a mourner, allowed to attend a group meal. It's less strict if it's this type of group situation where he's obligated to pay back. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.